Instant noodles invented in Japan in the 1950s have flourished in China since the 1980s. The cheap and time-saving snack became a popular convenience food in China, despite concerns that they are unhealthy.
有时候我去国外的话，那个西餐有时候吃不惯了，可以拿来应急。
For example, when I go abroad, I like to buy some noodles in case I'm not used to the food there. And I like to choose the noodles packaged in bags and bowls, because those plastic bowls might contain something unhealthy.
Data from the World Instant Noodle Association shows that more than 46 billion packets of instant noodles were sold in China in 2013.Which is equal to 1,500 packets every second. However, sales of instant noodles started to plunge in the same year as online food delivery services started to spring up in the country. The number of noodle packets sold fell 17% in 2016, which is equal to 8 billion fewer packets sold than in the peak year.Zhao Ping from the China Council for the Promotion of International Trade said that nowadays Chinese people are pursuing healthier lifestyles, which is leading to changing tastes.
The most important is that the innovation of instant noodle industry fell far behind of demand. With people become rich and rich, people would like to eat fresh, nutritious and healthy, butInstant noodles just can give people convenience. If people would like to eat some meat and vegetable, people would like to eat some fibers.
Thanks to the boom in China's online food delivery industry, consumers can order any food they like and have it delivered to their home or office. And consumers are more willing to pay a higher price for takeout food as it is fresher and offers more varieties of tastes.
The second reason is more and more competitors appear. You know, in China, internet becomes daily life for everybody. So if people would like to eat something fresh and hot, they can order takeout food online.
Sales of instant noodles on railway trains during the Spring Festival travel rush are also falling.After railway authorities launched an online meal ordering and delivery service on high-speed trains last July. China laid out a national fitness plan for the population in 2016, which led to the increasing participation of the general public in exercise. This growing attention to healthier lifestyles has also contributed to the contraction of the instant noodle and soft drink markets. For CRI, I'm Yang Guang.